Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Power Cat Podcast, GoPowerCat.com's Kansas State Athletics Show. Make sure you're subscribing to our show at Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, from the GPC studios, here's your host, GoPowerCat publisher, Tim Fitzgerald.
Welcome to the overtime. I'm not in town.
Hooray.
No, don't come rob my house. I shouldn't have said that. Tim Fitzgerald, Zach Carlson, Cole Carmody, Ryan Gilbert. From the studio, pre-recording, weeks in advance. It's not quite weeks, 10 days in advance, because I am on vacation. Holiday, oh, 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 holiday, oh, oh, oh. So instead of asking you to ask us questions, I have decided to take the control of this podcast and ask these three trained monkeys who are here with me. And plus there's three dogs. Don't confuse the two. The questions that I have found on conversationstartersworld.com. That is right, folks. Someone has taken their precious time and their life to come up with questions for conversation starting. Now, look, they didn't get conversationstarters.com. Someone beat them to that crap. They had to add the word world to the end of it. I just think it's weird. What is this, an Orlando-based website where everything has world on the end? Conversation Starters World.
I would say more things have kingdom in Orlando than
maybe
world.
Maybe it's a Lawrence-based website.
Why would it be Lawrence-based?
The Lawrence Journal World.
Oh, I see what you did there. Well, anyhow, that didn't make a lot of sense to me, but we're sponsored by The Fridge, and that makes a lot of sense to me. Because if you enjoy alcohol...
Give me a beer and a shot of whiskey.
And not everyone does, so sit this one out if you don't. You should have a liquor store that you go to where they know your name, they know your tastes, and they can answer any questions you have. And that's The Fridge, right here in Manhattan. That's where I go. That's where you should go if you live in Manhattan or you're in town. That's where Zach goes. Well, because they're a sponsor. We all go there.
I feel like if a liquor store knows your name, it means you're getting kicked out when you show up.
No! That's probably true. You're back again. Third time today, Fitz. Why? I'm not real sure why you sounded like a 1920s radio guy, but welcome back to the old liquor store.
Can we talk about old time radio?
Okay, let's do it.
Because
probably better than these.
Probably
questions.
Better. Is it the way they talked, or is it just the microphone? Because I know someone that's found like an old microphone and like an old camera where they filmed like, I think it was like some dude went to a Formula One race and he had like this old, like, I mean, genuinely like 40s or 50s camera, mm-hmm. and he found an old mic and like did commentary over it, and I couldn't tell if he was changing his voice or if it was just the way that the microphone compressed the audio.
Well, if you
and recorded it.
I know this, he's not that old, but if you listen to Denny Matthews, he sounds the exact same as he did in 1969.
I'm talking technology even earlier than what Denny is.
Gone. How do you do it?
Because there's an old timey radio voice. You understand what I mean.
I know exactly what you're saying.
But I want to know how much of it is the voice, how much of it is the microphone.
I think it's the microphone and the cadence of the voice. The way they talked was just different than what we do today,
like
sports
the,
fans.
Like the duck and cover videos, you know, like the...
Duck and cover!
Can you give me a play-by-play of Babe Ruth calling his shot?
Babe Ruth ate a hot dog.
I don't know.
You never...
I don't know.
Oh, and he pointed it. stewed. Okay, we're sponsored by the fridge. Here we go. What is the sexiest or least sexy name for a female?
Gertrude.
Gertrude is the sexiest?
No, the second part.
Oh, the least sexy?
Barbara.
Really?
Is the least sexiest.
Least Barbara.
That's my grandma's name.
Well, he ain't going to hit on her.
Gertie.
Gertie.
Yeah, Gertrude.
Okay. Cole, you got a least sexy female name.
A least? Let's go with...
Who's the last woman to slight me?
I think a pretty... How about... you said Gertrude, but how about Deborah?
That's so close to Barbara. You copied me, Cole.
Man, what's yours, Fitz?
I'm asking the questions. I don't have to answer.
Can we answer the most sexiest names?
That was part of the question.
Yes, we're working towards that. Yeah, Zach just took us to the negative, like he always does. And now here we are. Now let's get positive. What name makes Cole Carmody go? Ooh.
What about Haley's?
Ooh, a lot of Haley's out there.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a no from me, dog.
It's a no from him.
What about Mackenzie's?
Yeah.
See, I feel like...
A bird flew through the studio a second ago.
I feel like Cole's gone. Just naming girls he's after right now. And he's like, hey, ladies, did you know I'm on a podcast? You should listen to this one specifically.
I might not be talking
July,
about myself.
Whatever day, July 9th.
Ashley is my answer.
Ashley.
And there's no real reason behind it. I just think that's a pretty name, you know.
I'm Ashley. How you doing? I'm Ryan Gilb.
Have you seen the TikTok trend where it's like something about like where they're like people they have a crush on, so then they'll like video record the TikTok, they'll go to their Instagram, they'll find their followers, and then they'll DM the person that has the same name. Hey, this person has a crush on you. I feel like that's what's gonna happen on this
How about Olivia with an A?
On the end.
No.
Olivia. Wrong.
No.
A-L?
Yep.
Olivia? What the?
What? I've never heard of that before.
Really? I know multiple girls whose name is Olivia.
With an A?
Yep.
Never heard of that in my life.
Did their parents get hit in the head by a rock?
I don't know.
Okay.
What about Abby?
Abby's a nice name.
Abby's a very basic name.
Okay, the only answer...
He's just going through his Instagram following list, man.
The only answer to this question is Becky. But if I had to pick an alternate name that I find a lot of attractive women, it's Karen. They are always so outspoken and passionate about what they believe in. I think we all need a Karen in our life to tell us that we suck, to put us online, on track, and get us going. Here's to you, Karens. I'm tipping back a cold one. It's a bottle of water, but there you go.
For me, I can't think of any names off the top of my head, but something like Hispanic, ending in an A, multiple syllables with an accent on one of the vowels. Where there's an inflection, but I can't think of any names.
Alicia.
And something like that, yeah.
In the early 2000s, there was a Taylor phase. A lot of girls in college were named Taylor, and all the ones I knew were pretty cool and cute, so.
What about Fernanda?
Like anything you can roll the tongue on, yes.
Next question. I got to find the next question. What secret conspiracy would you like to start? Again, all of our questions are from conversationstartersworld.com. Is there a conspiracy theory you would like to get started? Maybe this was a bad question.
I feel like it's already been started if it... Blah. I don't know what I'm saying. You know what
coming
I mean?
Up with a started. Conspiracy theory off the top of your head is pretty tough.
It's already been started by somebody, I would assume.
Like, NBAF is actually not NBAF.
It's NBAF.
What is it, Zach?
It's the National Basketball Association
for
fun time in the Midwest.
My
factory. It's the NBA factory.
Where they make the NBA players.
That's where they're going to make the NBA players.
My conspiracy theory is that Fitz is not actually on vacation right now.
Well, where am I?
He is in space.
Ooh,
he's in outer space.
Is that soon? Did the dates add up?
They wanted to have a test dummy, and they wanted to have the most intelligent person.
Thank you.
In the entire universe.
Okay.
Go to outer space.
Worse than that, I get sent to the Dakotas, which is like space, but on the ground.
Saying you're going to the Dakotas sounds like you're visiting like a couple of your old like bartender friends that graduated high school graduated college 15 years ago. I'm like, it's the Dakotas. They're working tonight. Let's go see ladies. You know, like that's what it sounds like you're going to see.
The Dakotas is Dakota's a lady name?
It could be a lady, a guy. It can be whatever you want.
I feel like
because there's a north and a south.
I feel like if I'm picking a bartender that at a bar that Fitz would go to, I feel like a female named Dakota is exactly who he'd be after.
When I hear a female named Dakota, I think of a blonde who's dirty blonde who has tattoos all over her legs, who's wearing a plaid shirt that's like kind of like cut off at the sleeves with jean shorts and boots, and her name's Dakota.
How many tattoos?
We'll go 7.
How many OnlyFans followers?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think
she'd tell us that.
I don't know.
So Zach, hypothetical here. The bar has 3 female bartenders. Dakota, Carolina, and Idaho.
Come on, man.
Who's giving you the best chance to get lucky?
Carolina.
Oh, of course.
Carolina. Going back on the first one. Carolina.
Wrong. Based on Cole's description, it's Dakota. She's got some serious issues.
Are you sure it's not Y-O-me?
Y-O-me. What kind of secret society would you like to join or start? What kind of secret society would you? I'm already in one. I'm a fraternity member. That's not really a secret.
Gils, you got kicked out, right?
Yep, I am expelled.
Would you ever
kind of a trend in your life?
Would you ever
insert the you're fired?
Do you feel like you are obligated to keep the secrets even though you were kicked out?
Hell no.
So you would like you would publish all of the rituals and whatever else you did.
Sure.
I find it intriguing how it's hard to find rituals of fraternities when even sororities where people get kicked out all the time or they leave and nobody reveals any secrets. You'd think that somebody would have enough bad blood or,
we found the ritual online before we got initiated.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe I just didn't look hard enough.
It took a while.
Okay.
But
I think it's intriguing how nobody's created a website where it's like fraternityrituals.com where you can just go and find everybody's known ritual.
Yeah.
And corroborate it. Is it time to go on GoDaddy? I feel like it'd make you mad, Fit. Like, would that make you mad? Like, if someone was putting out fraternity rituals, or is it a big deal to you? Because I find it intriguing.
I'd be pissed if I was actually still a part of the house, but the way they, kicked us all out. Screw them.
So, you just want me to reveal my secrets.
No, I'm not asking you to reveal your secrets. I'm asking, would it make you mad if someone was revealing secrets?
I'd be disappointed if someone set up I'm sure it's out there, of all the Pike secrets. Mm-hmm. There's not that much secret, though, other than you got to be a badass. Secret societies, would you guys join a secret society? Would you become a Mason?
No.
Zach, you'd be Illuminati in a heartbeat.
Is that an actual, position of a person? Is that a term?
I don't know. I just threw some Illuminati symbols at you. There you go. It's the one eye.
If we're going to talk about a decade-old reference almost, Illuminati hasn't been, a thing for...
Oh, no. It's a thing still. You need to wander on to my end of TikTok.
Into your TikTok? Okay.
What's more creepy, the Illuminati or the devil worshippers?
I think Illuminati, because the devil worshippers are just idiots.
I mean, aren't the Illuminati?
What?
Aren't they idiots too?
Well, I think Illuminati, if real, they're actually dangerous. I mean, they actually have power. I think devil worshippers. Although, I don't know. So many conspiracy theories out there right now that almost all of Hollywood, you have to be a devil worshipper to get become a star.
Mm-hmm.
So Eric Stone Street worships the devil?
I think he might have. You see, he hasn't been a really star in Hollywood. He's had a TV show, but not movies. He's not a rapper.
But as a TV show, that's Hollywood, is it?
Yeah, no, but I mean, I think to be a really, really big star, you got to be like George Clooney was on ER. That's not why he was a star. He became a movie star.
So we're thinking, are we just trying to do some mental gymnastics to keep Eric Stone Street in our positive graces of our mind?
Yeah, that's exactly it. I don't want to say he's devil worshiper.
Hmm.
I'll have to ask him.
Do you think he'd tell you if he was?
Would a devil worshiper tell you, or is that all part of the devil thing?
Well, according to The Conjuring, the devil made me do it last night that I watched. Supposedly, are you familiar with the case files of Ed and Lorraine Warren?
I think I am. Who is that?
They were like they worked with people who got possessed back in like the 80s and the 70s. Okay. So that's what the Conjuring movies are based around.
Mm-hmm.
In this particular one, it's the murder, the Arne Johnson, which is like a very famous murder trial back in the 80s in Connecticut. He was quote unquote possessed and killed somebody, and in court claimed that he was possessed, and that's why. So in the movie, basically, that he gets a spell cursed on him, and there's a devil worshiper who sells her soul to the devil and has to like complete the curse and has to kill people or whatever. And so at the end of the movie, I'm not going to spoil it, but at the end of the movie, she doesn't, obviously, because Ed and Lorraine Warren are still alive. But that's what it's like, is these people, they sell their soul to the devil and have to complete curses. And if they don't, then...
Okay, I'm moving on.
They go to hell.
What is something that everyone looks stupid doing besides this podcast?
Ooh, I have a good answer.
Okay, go.
Playing Flip Cup.
Yes!
Good answer.
Yes! That's a great answer. Boy, he just brought that
good one. Answer. Good answer. Yeah. How about playing Family Feud when they say something completely outlandish and the rest of the family goes, good answer, good answer, good answer.
I just love when Steve Harvey will just look at you just like, did you really just say that? Mm-hmm. Or just it's a clear innuendo and it was set up to be a clear innuendo and Steve Harvey is shocked that the innuendo was used. That's the best part of Family Feud. What was the question even? I don't even know.
What people look stupid doing?
Riding those trike motorcycles with the one wheel in the back, the two wheels in the front.
Don't they have two wheels in the back and one wheel in the front?
No. No,
what's going on across the table? Guys, you want to share with the class? Oh, no. He's looking.
Can't even say it?
Why you zoomed in on me?
You just pulled up a giant picture of the daily delivery.
Oh, my God. Why do I employ these people?
Can I explain at least, or were you guys in the middle of that?
Go ahead. Explain.
This was for class.
What?
Why do you have that picture?
Social media influencers was the class.
Okay.
And I used you as one of the, you know, like we had to evaluate somebody. So used you and I had to include a picture. So that was your profile picture at the time. And it was still on my desktop. Cole looked at it and was like, why the hell do you have that? So I pulled it up. Big,
what was your evaluation of my social media influencing?
I mean, I gave you a thumbs up on everything. I wonder if I still have it.
Probably haven't properly evaluated my TikTok.
Yeah. Couldn't pay me enough to do that.
There's no influence being influenced there. Okay. Me doing TikTok would be my answer.
I love the TikTok and social media accounts, influencers in the wild, where somebody's just filming people doing TikTok dances or doing whatever, and it just looks so awkward and painful. I mean, good for the influencers for not caring.
That's a great answer.
For not caring. Selfies. But creating any sort of video or photo content in public, you look silly doing it.
How about making out in the middle of a bar?
No, that's just rite of passage.
No, I think people
just get a room.
If you do PDA in a bar,
I'm with you.
That is.
There's no way to look cool doing it.
No.
But it's enjoyable for the rest of the bar because it's like those idiots are making out right now.
There's only one thing worse than that is this actually happened next to me during a fake Patty's Day. She was kissing him, but not on the mouth in the bar. Let's just say she probably had washer jeans because she was on the bar floor. Anyhow, I think selfies would be my answer because I love it when people take like seven of them before they get it right and they keep doing the same face. Click, look at it. No, that's not good. Same face. Click. No, that's not good. Quit making the same face. Maybe you don't like the selfie because it's your face.
We laugh because it's funny and we laugh because it's true.
Okay.
The humans will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
The ads are done. Speak humans.
What's the best type of cheese? Best type of cheese.
Well, there's multiple answers Cheddar. To this question. Because
there's only one best.
But are you putting it on a hamburger? Are you putting it on a Subway sandwich?
I put this cheese on everything.
Then Colby Jack.
Ooh, the old hybrid. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what...
Gills, are you still participating or are you still staring at my photo?
Hey. I'm participating. I'm engaged.
Dude's awake. No, he's not. What kind of cheese?
If we're talking shredded, I'm going to go Parmesan. If it's sliced, provolone.
Ooh, provolone's a solid choice. I'm a pepper jack guy. Because I'm like regular cheese, but spicy.
If it's a sandwich, Swiss. If it's on a burger, it's nothing because I don't like cheese on burgers.
Really?
My God, what a freak.
Because I think American cheese is disgusting.
Oh, I hate American cheese, too. Thank you.
And since that's what goes on most burgers, I politely decline if it's offered.
Those people who just pull out the Kraft singles, like, I'm going to call my dad out here, but he used to eat, like, ham from Hy-Vee or whatever, and... he would wrap it in American cheese and eat it, and it made me want to vomit.
Grow up. Use Swiss. Use provolone. Come on. Yeah. If your cheese is bright yellow, I'll give a pass to cheddar.
I got into multiple fights with my old roommate about not Mr. D'Artagnan.
D'Artagnan? He's vegan.
But this particular roommate loved American cheese. And he was like, why are you going to buy the expensive cheese when you could just buy the Kraft singles?
Just buy American.
And I was like, because it's nasty.
It's not cheese.
No.
If you can't taste it, don't eat it.
Okay. Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. What mythical creature would improve the world most if it actually existed?
Leprechaun.
Ooh, that's good.
Pot of gold, baby.
I like it. Gil, you got anything over there? You look baffled by this question.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. The Jolly Green Giant, because he would make everybody eat green beans.
Wow. Well, my wife would be married
to him. You guys set the bar super high.
Man, I think that his green beans are garbage. Green Giant.
They're in a can, aren't they?
Green Giant green beans are terrible. Okay. Del Monte only.
Mm.
Tony the Tiger.
Talking Tiger. That's pretty good.
What do you think, Joe Exotic? How do you think he would handle Tony the Tiger?
Because I saw Tiger, now I understand. I saw Tiger, Tiger saw man.
Would we be wanting more rights for tigers?
I have a talking tiger right here in Oklahoma.
Okay, so this is going to go back to... That was good.
I lost it. I was thinking about...
Sorry.
Go to Seth Wadley to get your trucks. Because he gives me hats.
I saw a tiger. Tiger saw man.
I'm so disappointed that wasn't him singing.
Oh, I know.
Can you imagine releasing an album of you singing, but it's all you paid someone to sing it for you? How...
And you're filming the music video.
How screwed up do you got to be?
I mean, think about it though. How many artists in Hollywood haven't fully sold their soul to the devil yet? And they just have somebody else singing for them. Because there's people that like Britney Spears, there's somebody allegedly singing for her on Toxic, or, you know, there's people that are, I've listened to the TikToks fits. Somebody's played these for me, and they're like, this person actually didn't sing this song. It's this person. Then they merge them together, and you're just like, yeah, you're right. That is that person.
Okay, so I'm going to wrap this question's answer in by including something we've talked about previously. It's kind of a conspiracy theory that I want to start, but it's kind of already out there, and it also ties into this question, that dragons were real. Okay, here's why. Here's why. When did we discover dinosaur bones?
We've never found any dinosaur bones.
We did on this show one day. Remember that? You don't?
No.
But seriously, mankind didn't discover dinosaur bones until what? Maybe the 19th century, 20th century? Right?
You'd think somebody would have done it earlier.
Then how did they know that this flying creature looked like a dinosaur? If we had never seen dinosaurs prior to someone taking bones and saying this is what they look like, how would people in the 13th or 15th century have any clue what a flying dragon would look like unless it was real?
Dinosaur bones were discovered by Robert Plott in 1677.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, well.
Thanks, Mr. Plott.
I don't think anyone knew what they looked like based on those bones.
It wasn't until William Buckland, the first
That's a weird name.
The first professor.
This is all staying in the podcast, by the way.
The first professor of geology at Oxford University that a dinosaur fossil was correctly identified for what it was.
What year was that? Does it say?
Nope.
Oh,
me.
My God.
I like how...
Okay.
Oh, wait, so like when you say correctly identified, how do we know it's correct?
Well, that's
where's the proof?
That's exactly it. We don't really know.
William Buckland was an English theologian who became Dean of Westminster. He was also a geologist and paleontologist. Buckland wrote the first full account of a fossil dinosaur, which he named Megalosaurus. Mr. Buckland was born March 12th, 1784, and died August 14th, 1856. So somewhere in between then.
So the theory is that a T-Rex with the little tiny arms, that those were wings at one time. Because if you've seen like an ostrich, little tiny arm thing, little wing things, it's what they look like. They seem to have, and that's exactly what a dragon looks like. You think about it. Okay, well, we're going to move on because I got too deep into that one, and that sucked.
He's absolutely right.
What movie would be greatly improved if it was made into a musical?
None.
Ratatouille, because they did it on TikTok.
Oh, that's good.
None? I don't like musicals. Sorry.
I didn't really care for Ratatouille, but making Ratatouille into a musical, it just, the plot line's there. Just Rush get Hour. Some songs and it's there.
Rush Hour.
Rush Hour.
Have you ever seen the Michael Jackson music video with Chris Tucker in it? Oh, God.
Oh, can we talk about conspiracies
again? I forget again? Which one it was, but okay, it's kind of like that.
That Michael Jackson's alive?
I believe it. He's supposed to be on an island with Princess Di.
And Tupac.
I don't know about those two, but just the video of him getting out of the back of the ambulance.
Yeah, that's just weird stuff.
Oh, yeah. Is Michael Jackson canceled in today's culture or no?
That's a really good question.
Like, will I get blasted if I say that I like Michael Jackson?
No.
He's wildly talented. He's weird as hell.
What I think it's weird that Chris Brown isn't canceled.
Well, he might be because he just got new charges. Or he just had new.
But, like, think about it. He's had so many in the last 10 years, even against other famous people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he must have really sold his soul to the devil, if that's what we're going with on that conspiracy. But, like, how is he not canceled? How is he still on the radio?
That is true.
Like,
yeah.
How? Like, we saw what happened to R. Kelly, and I get that it's different crimes, but it's still crimes that are big enough to get canceled. I mean, he should be done. But he's still around, so I don't get it.
Have you seen the music video with him and Lil Dicky?
Freaky I think so. Friday. Yeah, yeah, I've seen it.
I try not to watch any videos with Lil Dickies. Just a rule of thumb.
Lil Dicky has his own.
He's also the size of a Lil Dicky.
He has his own TV show.
Really? Lil Dicky's children?
It's called Dave.
It's actually a great TV show.
It's okay.
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, okay.
Fitz, I don't think it would be your cup of tea.
Mm. What two totally normal things become really weird if you... No, hold on. That's the wrong question. What set of items could you buy that would make the cashier most uncomfortable? This gets back to the greatest bet ever.
You're going to say it.
This is the greatest bet I've ever heard of when my friends bet on a Cardinals-Royals game and the loser had to go into the convenience store, buy a porn magazine and a big bottle of lotion and ask to borrow the bathroom keys. Greatest bet ever.
Okay.
There's no other... There's no other answer.
I mean, there's a few other answers. I just don't know if we might have to put the little E next to the podcast.
It should be a triple cheeseburger with a Diet Coke. Everyone should be shamed for that. Just go all in on the calories.
Diet Coke, as someone that drank Diet Coke as a, I don't want to say child, but I was a child. Like, that was my youth. That was the soda drink of choice in the house was Diet Coke. I actually enjoyed Diet Coke for the taste.
I would say...
It was tastier than Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola was way too sweet.
Mm.
Hams and McCormick vodka.
Mm. Yeah, it's definitely... Well, I would say buying something low shelf and then something really high shelf. Like, what are you doing?
So, like,
I get that Hams and McCormick's is not. Yeah. Those are both very
low,
yeah. Lowest of the low. They should be paying you to take it.
Yeah.
But I'm talking like, I don't know.
Gills, in your future bartending life, I would like you to shame anyone who walks up to the bar and orders a quality bourbon like a Woodford Reserve with Coke.
Okay.
Shame them.
I will keep that in mind.
Shame them. Don't do that. Anything else? That's
I have a orange worst juice overtime ever. As well as mouthwash.
Yeah, well, like orange juice and toothpaste.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about Swisher Sweets and Hot Cheetos?
What the hell is a Swisher Sweet?
A cigar.
Yeah, but it's
I don't smoke. I wouldn't know.
It's used for other things too.
So you're smoking Cheetos?
It's used for other things.
I don't really feel comfortable with where Cole wants to take this, because I don't really know where he's taking it.
Okay, well,
pull up.
Some people won't know what I'm talking about. It's kind of like a hip hop, or like, you know, like the Backwoods Cigars.
No, I do not know.
Okay. Cole,
never mind.
Why are you such a smoker?
I'm not a smoker. I just know you've never seen that. You've never smelt somebody who smells like a skunk, but it's not actually a skunk. And then they go in and they buy Cheetos, and then they buy like cigars. But why are you smelling like a skunk and buying a cigar? It's because
I'm lost.
So you smoke Cheetos? That's where I'm confused.
Man,
what do the Cheetos have to do with anything?
Yeah, I don't get it.
What does a skunk smell like?
A skunk?
Marijuana.
Okay. So?
Oh.
You don't necessarily have to use, like, the little white papers.
Oh.
Some people go and they get larger things. That's like whenever people talk about Backwoods Cigars, giant.
Oh, okay.
I still have my Cheetos question. What are the Cheetos
for? Cole.
Hungry. They're hungry.
They're just munchies?
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys completely didn't get that. I totally thought that everybody sitting at this table would understand what I'm talking about.
I mean, eventually, but you were really out there for a bit, bud.
Man, I'm worried about it. I don't think he was this way before he started working here.
Does this company do random drug tests?
No, because I'd fail.
we should bring cups in for next week, next time.
Please do.
In 40 years, what will people be nostalgic for? Ah, man, I miss that pandemic. What will you be nostalgic for when you guys are in your 60s? What will you be missing? I'm going to say cell phones.
How about cars on wheels?
Because we'll all have inner skull communication devices in 40 years.
No.
Yes, we will.
At least you won't be alive to tell us, right?
What? I'd be 97.
I don't think you're going to want an interstellar, what'd you say?
Inter-skull.
Inter-skull.
Yeah, you just have a little, it like maybe behind your ear so you can hear, and then it picks up your voice too. Like, it right installed in your head.
At what age, if that was available, would you 100% go for? Would you do it today? If you could be given a communication device.
No, that's what I'm saying. Everyone will have them, and then they'll realize, I'm never off. I've got my cell phone with me all the time. I can't unplug. I miss cell phones. That's the point of the question.
Oh.
I think cars on wheels.
You might be right.
What do you think cars are going to drive on then?
Air?
Yeah.
That'll be like,
what do you mean?
Hydrofoils?
Like, isn't it an airplane at that point?
No, it was just like,
you go down the road, you're just, but instead of having tires touching the road, it's just air propelling you along.
If 40 years ago people thought that would be what 2020 was like and it didn't happen,
I mean,
I have no confidence.
How about gas cars then? I miss when we didn't have to charge our cars and we could just go to the gas station.
Maybe a little bit, but I think that charging technology will be so advanced that,
oh, we're going to be using hydrogen.
It'll take.
We're going to.
Yeah.
This is all a nonsense thing we're involved in. You are worse to the environment by driving an electrical car. There, I said it. The energy has to come from somewhere, and it's probably a coal-fired plant that you are protecting the environment from gasoline by using coal-fired energy. Shame on you. Zach, you haven't answered this. 40 years. Nostalgic for?
I'm going to say Burger King. Hear me out. Because you know how people today are like, man, I miss the old Burger King. Like, I miss when Burger King was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that Burger King is going to get so bad over the next 40 years that people will be nostalgic for the Burger King of today.
You mean when they go full in on the Impossible Whopper and they get rid of beef?
Something like that.
That's one thing we'll be nostalgic for.
Beef.
Bill Gates going to take away our beef and we'll say, boy, remember when we had real beef and not this, whatever this is that Bill Gates created?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Bill Gates.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Or is this only your?
No.
Okay. Can everyone give their best impression of someone?
Ooh, I can't, like, not on the spot like that.
You just had the Tiger King guy.
That's not my best, though.
What is your best? Even if you can't do it. I don't think I can do my best right now on the spot. I haven't, because I haven't talked to Robert in forever. You gotta have to.
What about
talk,
Mo?
Talk to Robert.
Oh, Mo Lattimore.
Mo's easier to do because you just go, "Hey man, hey man, hey, I'm Mo Lattimore, defensive line coach, Kansas State."
What about sounds like Coach a Weber character?
I know he does.
Can you do Coach Weber?
No, I can't. I really can't do Coach Weber.
I'm not gonna. Not on a public podcast.
Wheels, do you have one?
Yeah, I have one.
Go for it.
What's yours?
Well, you want to go?
Go for it. Rick Ross grunt.
No, surprisingly.
We live in America.
Is that Obama?
Yeah.
Cole here, Michelle wanted me to talk to you about your impression. That was not too good, my friend.
I don't know. You got the cadence down.
Yeah. No, you see.
Be great to have Riley's Trump in here.
I love it when Frank Caliendo explains cadence of talking with like numbers. Like people take off counts. And have you ever seen him do that? It's really amazing. He goes through different people because that's how he does it. Their cadence is like 3, 4, 2. And it actually makes sense when he explains it.
What about Tony? Here we go, Jim. Here we go. He's going to come right here. He's going to throw him a slam. Here we go, Jim.
It's not bad.
That's pretty good.
Hello, friends. Jim Nance. No.
Okay. Here we go. We're going to wrap up the podcast with this very important
question. I got to do my Cleveland Brown impersonation.
Okay. Is this who you were? Yeah. I thought it was Obama.
No, that was.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What about your Denny Matthews? I asked you about this earlier.
I want to go to the store and get me some toilet paper.
That's good.
Can you let me hear your Denny?
Thanks, Ryan.
That's
bottom ninth. Royals down 5-4. Nope. Detroit.
I hear it in there a little bit, but not quite. You need to go back and work on that one a little bit.
Got
to
be a little higher pitched. You're too low pitched.
My bad.
Gone.
Anyways, sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to hear.
Okay, here we go. Final question of this really lame overtime, but it filled the gap and while I'm on vacation. What are the unwritten rules of where you work?
See you guys. I'm going to leave right now.
Unwritten rules. Fitz is always right.
Absolutely right.
That was actually written.
Don't go after Fitz in the group chat or else you'll get kicked out.
Don't poke the bear.
I'd say don't try to get information out of people while you're working.
Yeah.
And post about it.
I'm going to say don't piss off Wally.
Yeah, that's good.
Don't do Big 12 media polls.
Yeah, actually, that is. We don't do polls. I don't think it's our place to do polls. We cover one school.
Don't apply for your own press pass like I did.
Oh, yeah. That's.
Wait, what'd you do? When'd you do that?
I tried to apply for my own press pass. I didn't know Fitz did it at all.
Yeah,
you do it as a company. It's not really a rule, though. It's just a, hey,
rookie
idiot.
Mistake.
Yeah. Dumb boy.
An unwritten rule is, when you say you're going to podcast at 10:30 and then you say you're going to be 10 minutes late and you're the first one to show up.
Yeah. Maybe. Unwritten rule is
if we're podcasting,
we're not podcasting on time.
Feel like it's on time. I feel like our time bonding before we podcast is important, valuable to the development of the company.
Which has been moved downstairs for me because of the dogs.
Yeah. That's it. I really thought I'd take more shots than that. But the group chat.
Oh, did you want us to roast you?
Well,
episode of The Office?
Yeah.
I just thought I would venture there a little bit.
How about don't sit in Fitz's chair?
Well, you can do that. Gil's shot his first TikTok in my chair.
I did.
It took me a while because it was reversed. I couldn't figure out where he was at.
Yeah, I don't have any.
Okay, an unwritten rule is don't sit in different spots. So if I sat in that chair,
it'd throw everything off.
It would. Because then the way you introduce us would be not the same.
Oh, ours, at least Riley and I's, don't take a dump in the hotel room. You use the lobby for that.
Ooh. Yes, they do have that rule. I don't observe that rule.
We observe that rule.
Who am I sleeping with, Cole or Zach or Fitz? Or
whoa. Nobody's sleeping with anybody. It's rooming.
Rule is we don't discuss that.
Come on. Were you a Boy Scout?
Nope.
Okay. Because you're never sleeping with somebody. You're tenting
you're
with
slumbering.
Somebody. You're
slumbering.
Who are you tenting with?
Who am I mating with?
No. It's rooming with. It's not
blimp, blimp, blimp.
I don't know what's going on.
I'm assuming that Fitz and I are going to be in a room and the two youngins will be in their own room.
Oh, God.
Party in our room.
Okay. Yeah.
Fun little time at the Embassy Suites. Is that where we're staying? I don't know.
Yeah, I've got us at an Embassy Suites now, but I'm thinking about switching to a Homewood Suites that has a two-bedroom available. So one person can be on the couch because they're not rooming with me. Oh, another unwritten rule is you don't hit your coworkers.
I think the other unwritten rule is lowest in seniority gets the couch. And
ooh, I like that rule.
I think Cole is at the bottom there. Unless a more senior individual decides that they always sleep on the couch and they're not even going to pull it out. But that's not going to happen with Fitz or I, so.
Yeah, that's not happening at all. That's it for this podcast. Boy, I apologize.
I think that might have set a record for worst podcast.
The bar has been set incredibly low. I appreciate it. I want to end this podcast. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Power Cat Podcast. Make sure you're subscribing to our show at Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. Power Cat Podcast. All rights reserved. GoPowerCat.com.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a CAN model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount+.